Because we were moving so fast that he didn't have time to set up no gas.
What kind of work did you usually do this time of year?
Well, we'd be bunching cotton. See, back then, we didn't know about planting no peanut, didn't plant none but cotton and corn. Mm-hmm. And we'd be bunching cotton, get the weeds out the cotton and graze. And only we get through about last of July. Then we started picking it in September. We started picking cotton September, last of August. Or when you got to plant that March cotton, we'd always try to get out of bed by the second Sunday in August. And then we'd pick cotton right there until January, February, before we get through scrapping cotton.
Wow. It was cold.
Sure, it'd be cold. Sometimes you'd be out there picking cotton. Your finger get so cold till you couldn't even bend them. Had to make up your fire till stump was under warm.
And the cotton was probably frozen.
No, it wasn't frozen. It wasn't wet. It wasn't frozen. And they had no cotton pickers. Your hand was the picker.
How was the weather then? Did you ever have any snow down this way?
Well, every now and then we would have snow, but most of we just have sneet, what you call sneeting and ice. We didn't have much snow. But cold, my Lord, we don't have no cold now. Our shickles and ground stay froze 2 and 3 weeks. As soon as that ground's oiled up, yeah, get them cotton sacks and hit right back in the field. Trying to be plowing on one side of the field, we be picking on the other. Trying to get all that cotton out the field.
About how much were they paying?
The big cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
40 cents a hundred.
Oh, a hundred.
Yeah, but 40 cents a hundred. We had to pick it and take the Kroger bags and sew them together and make the cotton sheets. Then when we take the Kroger bags and pick the cotton out of it and amp it on the sheet and weigh it up. And it'd knock off 4 pounds for that, 4 pounds for that sheet.
Oh my goodness. It must
be
some heavy sheets.
Well, Kroger bags, they was heavy, but they didn't weigh no 4 pounds. But we made money at it. Because everything was so cheap. You could take $5 and buy more than you could eat in 2 weeks. 5 cents a pound for meat, 5 cents a pound for sugar, 5 cents for meal. Well, most folks didn't buy no meal then. We had grist meal. Nobody didn't buy no meal and flour. But we had grist meal and flour meal. We raised our wheat, take it to the mill and make flour. And take our comb, shuck that comb. And few people have a comb shell, but most of them had to shell that comb on their hand. Get you a rub bowl in that tub and rub that comb up and down on that rub bowl and shell up some comb.
Did you have any other starts?
Rice, we used to raise our own rice.
How do you make raise rice?
You plant it just like you would anything else. You know, it grew long in a hook, some kind of like a string bean, but it wasn't that large. Mm-hmm. And when it get ripe and it'll dry up, and we pick it, you know, before it go to popping out, put it in us a sack.